me, Noel Debien, on The Good Life. This week, The Good Life in action, through a visit to the Matt Talbot Hostel. It's a work of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, Vinnies everybody calls it, the Catholic Social Agency, and it's a centre for the homeless and marginalised in central Sydney. And we're going to take a look at some of the principles that underlie Christian social action and service. Christians often speak about good works and charity as being fruits of their faith, that they're likely signs that grace is moving them to respond. These are all signs that God is supposedly working through people. And there's a theory called the seven corporal works of mercy in traditional Catholic teaching. These seven corporal works, corporal meaning bodily works, things for the body, feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit those in prison, bury the dead. These instructions, or seven sort of mnemonics, were things taught to kids and to Christians over the years of what they ought to do. I suggested to Helen Sterling, who's the CEO of Matt Talbot, that the seven corporal works of mercy are what Matt Talbot is all about in action.
Yes, the list's impressive. And I, right from the beginning of the Matthew Talbot Homeless Services special works, we've endeavoured to do that. It was a need in the city, and it's become a need throughout the country and indeed throughout the world. And there is still a need for that crisis intervention to feed and to house and to clothe. There are other dimensions, of course, and I look forward to showing you around our buildings, especially the emphasis now being on empowerment through education and activity and socialisation for reintegration and to break the cycle of homelessness.
You didn't start out as a CEO in life. You started out as a nurse, I believe, and in fact you were a volunteer here years ago.
I volunteered here at the Matthew Talbot Hostel for about 6 years from 1978, and I used to come on a Tuesday evening. I worked in the city and I'd walk down and work with a man who's the late Chief of General Staff, General Sir Thomas Daly. He and I were the Tuesday night team, but we all just knew him as Tom. We did everything on the shop floor, if you like. We gave out beds, we helped with clothing, we wrote out brochures, we'd fill out travel vouchers, make sandwiches, in fact, do anything that needed to be done at the time. Those days have very fond memories for me. The men would even, when my shift finished at 9:30, I'd often have four or five of them walking me up to William Street and standing guard while I waited for the bus. For their precious days.
A centre like this attracts people from all sorts of backgrounds, people who've had failed relationships, who've had mental health issues, who have drug or alcohol substance abuse issues. It's got to be fairly pressured. I mean, is that an easy thing to cope with within an organisation such as this?
It brings special pressures with it. The 80% of our clients have a diagnosed mental illness. That's a fact. Some of them also have other issues, not only homelessness, but they are unwell, physically unwell. They may have other comorbidities like drug and alcohol, dependency or abuse. Just the social isolation that being homeless brings with it.
But you were a volunteer years ago, and not only were you a volunteer for a long time, which you remember fondly, you've now come into a leadership position here at Matt Talbot as well, despite all those emotional issues that clients might present, despite all those difficulties. What is it that motivates you?
We were talking earlier about leading a good life, and for me, a good life means a meaningful life, and I operate from the basic premise that we're all in this together. So there's not much difference between myself, my situation, and the clients that I work with. We're all humans travelling the road of life, and we should help each other.
So you're saying there's a fine line in the human condition between tipping over the edge and keeping it all together?
Yes, many of the clients here have come from professional life, very interesting backgrounds. Some have had homes and stable lives right up to a certain point in time where perhaps some bad advice or wrong company or a bad call, business call, or some other stroke of bad luck or mismanagement has put them out, tipped them over the edge, as you say, and they've found themselves homeless and down in Woolloomooloo and looking for a roof over their head.
I can see it's obvious from what I know about Matt Talbot, and I'm sure we will see shortly as we go and look at it all, that food is provided, drink is provided, clothing is provided, shelter is certainly given, the sick will be cared for here and visited. Visiting those in prison and burying the dead, that's 6 and 7 of the corporal works of mercy. Are there ex-prisoners here? Is there an outreach to those people?
We have probably 2 or 3 people who are released from jail each week who find their way down to the Talbot, at least to get started. And so we work with the Department of Corrective Services to provide hopefully a smooth transition from prison to the community. That doesn't always work. The clients amazed to be out of jail, and they don't come to us first. They might present on, say, on a Saturday morning after a big night out, and they've got a raft of issues to deal with. But yes, it's a first port of call for clients who come out of jail. I would like to see them, perhaps directed to a proper housing rather than directed down to a homeless service after they leave jail.
In fact, the homeless services here at Matt Talbot is picking up something that's not provided elsewhere by government or by other agencies.
Yes, I believe so.
And those who die, the 7th of the corporal works of mercy?
The Matthew Talbot Homeless Services is a special work of the St Vincent de Paul Society, and the Society has a funeral fund. So if one of our clients dies and there are no contactable relatives or friends who want to take care of funeral arrangements, the Society traditionally takes care of a funeral for a client.
Helen Sterling, the CEO of Matt Talbot, and I asked Helen to take me on a tour of where, among other things, they work to obey what they see as the gospel commandment to provide the 7 bodily works of mercy.
Hey, nice to see you.
I was working in Chicago.
This is the Activities Centre for the Ozenham Learning Centre, and we invite men and women and members of the community into this space Monday to Friday, basically 9 to 4.30, to relax in, use the computers, play table tennis, cards and read. We have a library service.
I'm sort of amazed. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 12, 16 very modern-looking computers there.
Yes. Yes, they were donated.
So you're actually providing up-to-date internet and research facilities and all that sort of stuff. If people want to use it, it's sitting here ready to be used.
That's right. We also encourage the clients, if they want help with resume writing and looking for jobs, we provide that support service on a case-by-case basis, as well as offering job search and TAFE courses to help people prepare in a more formal way for job interviews or looking for work.
So this is sort of staffed full-time. I see you've got a member of your staff sitting there at sort of a, looks like the news desk at the ABC, really.
My name is Raquel. So I work at Matthew Talbot Hostel. I'm a welfare support worker. Today I'm working here in the activity centre to the clients here to orientate them, talk to them, doing different kind of activities here in the centre.
I think you might speak another language as well.
Yes, I do.
Is that useful?
I have people from Spanish speaker, yeah. Why not?
We expect between 100 and 120 people a day to come into this centre. There's exercise classes, living skills, various other activities that are set out in a structured way, as well as this informal space for relaxation and time out, and that's what people don't have. The man standing over there, he's also a staff member. He helps people make the connections, they've got questions. We try and encourage people to move from this area of computer world to into formalised classes so that they just don't sit here forever.
So in fact the computers are sort of like the lollipop, and everybody wants to use a computer, but then you say, oh, you might like to do some preparation, or there's actually some classes down here, or et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, each of the groups, each of the small teams that operates in the Ozanam Learning Centre for arts, living skills, hobbies, computers, outdoors, we organise as well sort of outings and things like that. It's not just about a job, it's about re-commissioning a lot of these people who've been out of circulation for a long time, help them reconnect.
It's really a very beautiful modern area. Has this just been opened? I feel like I'm in a new gym or something.
This building was opened by the Prime Minister in November last year and blessed by Bishop Brady the week before. The feedback from the clients is along the lines of, I have clients come up to me and say, I can't believe you're doing this for us. Is this really for me to use? That sort of thing. It's just, it's so humbling.
Hi, I'm Catherine Bradley. I'm the manager of the Ozanam Learning Centre in Woolloomooloo. My role is to actually introduce a range of educational programs.
How many activities, what different things can they do in this learning centre?
Okay, we run on average 5 different activities per day, and at the moment we have at least 40 people actively engaged in those activities on a daily basis. So the range of activities include sport and fitness, we have Pilates in that category, we have art, multimedia and art therapy, we have music, so band jam, songwriting. We now have a beautiful purpose-built sound studio, and some of our guests are actually producing CDs, and they'll be learning some aspects of production. So it's not just about the talent. I mean, there's a whole lot of work that goes into producing a CD.
What sort of educational programs are there here?
We're a TAFE outreach campus one day a week. TAFE at Ultimo comes out here and runs an introduction to digital communication.
You're really trying to get them motivated and get it together again, as it were, to bring them more into contact with learning, life, other people.
Do you want a job? Yeah, that's it, exactly.
Hello, Tony. Tony. Sorry about my hands, mate.
That's
like 40.
That's okay.
Do you know Tony?
No, not me.
G'day, Tony's a very talented young singer and musician, and we have a CD up here.
Tony, I hear you have been recording already upstairs.
Yes, mate, I have. Yes, I have.
What's the song?
It's an old remake of Sly and the Family Stone, Everyday People.
And I can't be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. A butcher, a baker, a drummer, man. Makes no difference what who I'm in. I am everyday people.
And that's Tony's song there, performed and produced in the new studio at Matt Talbot Hostel in Sydney, an example of the sorts of skills and talents being encouraged in the centre, which now focuses not only on the bodily works of mercy, not only on bed and food and medicine, but also education, training and other services are provided in the new centre, aimed as a way forward for homeless and marginalised clients who are actually aspiring to pull themselves up with a little bit of help. And that was The Good Life, and you're with me, Noel Debien. Thanks to Helen Sterling, Catherine Bradley, the volunteers, staff and clients of Matt Talbot Hostel in Sydney, a work of the St Vincent de Paul Society.